loving trust and trusting love. In Psalm 9 verse 10 we read that they that know your name will put their trust in you. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Proverbs 18:10. The Lord is my salvation, and I will not be afraid. Isaiah 12, verse 2. And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 1:10 that God, in whom we trust, he will still deliver us. I will not fail you nor forsake you. I will never leave you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. He himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. What's in a name? A name is given as a reminder of who you are. Instinctively, the name and character are inseparably intertwined. God's name signifies God's character, and God can be trusted. You can, without fear, put your confidence in his character. You can trust in his name. We trust him because of who he is. We love him because he first loved us. Learn of him. Know him. Trust him. Love him. He tells us to take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Nothing is more needful than that we know him. Nothing is more important than to trust him, to learn of his character, to trust in his love. Not just to know about him, but to know him. Relationally, personally, intimately, even as he knows you. Rest your whole being for time and eternity in his perfect character. Retreat into the strongholds of his faithfulness, for underneath are the everlasting arms. His pledge is to support and uphold those that are his, even though he permits hardships and frustrations, sometimes to the point of death. But he will vindicate you, and in the meantime, he will grant you his presence and his peace. Also praise him, Christian. Confidently testify to his unfailing love. Because he who is true and trustworthy has promised that he will never leave you. Therefore be you unafraid. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me.